From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Europe is still struggling with the migrant issue. European leaders meeting in Brussels considered sending 400 border guards and setting up new checkpoints if the EU's frontier states drop their policy of giving migrants passage to other countries. A draft statement also broached the possibility of deploying more ships off the coast of Greece and agreeing not to send migrants from one country to another without prior agreement. Sunday's meeting is the latest in a series of top-level EU meetings. Antonio Guterres is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
But the objective is to create a system that I hope one day will be a permanent system, to create a system in which those that require protection in Europe will not need to put themselves into the hands of smugglers, both because there will be more legal avenues to come to Europe, and then because from the first point of entry, relocation will allow for them to move normally to the countries where they can have a new life.
Meanwhile, the flow of migrants continues. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday, adding video surveillance to the Temple Mount site in Jerusalem, referred to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary, is in Israel's best interest. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday Israel and Jordan have agreed on specific steps to help reduce the violence there, including the video monitoring.
To provide 24-hour video coverage of all sites on the Temple Mount, Harama Sharif. This will provide comprehensive visibility and transparency.
That is John Kerry. If you'd like to see more information on that, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. And this is VOA News. The Republic of Congo voted Sunday on constitutional changes that would allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a 2-year term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. Results from the referendum are expected later this week. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday eliminating the threat of what he called terrorists in his country would lead to a political situation to the political solution to the civil war there. Assad met with a group of Russian lawmakers and other officials in Damascus. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament. Voting was peaceful in the capital and appeared to run smoothly. Haitians voted for a new leader Sunday. Turnout was reported large as voters faced a ballot featuring more than 50 presidential candidates. Ivory Coast held its first round of presidential elections Sunday. President Alassane Ouattara, widely expected to win, says he wants a first-round knockout victory. Reporter Emily Yod says he has good reason to believe he may get his wish.
Three candidates already pulled out of the race, so that's why also Ouattara believes that winning on the first round is even more possible for him, because the rest of the candidates are not big enough, at least that's what most observers believe, to beat him.
Emily Yab. Poland's social conservative Eurosceptic Law and Justice Party claimed victory Sunday in parliamentary elections. Ewa Kopacz, Poland's outgoing prime minister, conceded defeat. She thanked her supporters. Exit polls showed the victors, led by former prime minister Jarosław Kaczyński, winning just over 39% of the vote, with the ruling pro-European, pro-business Civic Platform Party running a distant second with 23%. Argentines voted Sunday to choose their next president, the successor to President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner. Fernandez's chosen successor, Daniel Scioli, led in early vote counting, but it is not certain whether he will get enough votes to avoid a runoff. Looking for a fresh start, Guatemalans went to the polls Sunday and seemed to have elected a comedian as president of their country. Jimmy Morales, a former TV comedian with no political experience, appears poised to beat former First Lady Sandra Torres, according to opinion surveys. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir is in South Africa for talks on the peace agreement aimed at ending his country's 22-month-long civil war. According to a spokesman, Kiir met Sunday with South African President Jacob Zuma and briefed him about efforts to implement the agreement he signed in August with rebel leader and former Vice President Riek Machar. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.